All right, Lee Matthews, a man who, well, probably hasn't been involved in a trade week this long ever, but he's a legend of the game and he joins us right now. Lee, welcome to Gillette Trade Radio.
Gents, how are you, bud?
Doing really well, thank you. Simon Black, we'll start there because you had a great relationship with him. You were there at the peak of his career, and today he announced his retirement after what is one of the most glittering but also underrated, I think, AFL careers of all time.
Yeah, well, he's one of those players that, because he's an extricator of the ball from the from the congestion, and then just gives it to a teammate. Basically, he's not a flashy player who gets outside and runs and bounces and carries the footy. It's easy to underestimate what he does. And I often said with Simon, he always looks better on the replay than he does when you're watching the game live, because you see more of what he's doing in close. And really, I saw the first game he ever played for the Lions. I was working for Channel 7. It was in Cape Town in South Africa, a pre-season game when the Lions played Fremantle, and he played half-back flank. And I can still picture this left footer, this loping left footer. So he's had just a wonderful career, longevity, great footballer, but an equally great human being, and I think that's just equally important.
Lee, I know you don't like these questions as a rule, but I want you to sort of put your old schoolboy hat on here, and you're one of the captains of the team, and you've got on the wall Voss, Black, Lappin and Akimanis, and you've got to take one of them with your first pick. Who do you take?
Voss.
You take Voss.
And no hesitation. I mean, Michael Voss was the most wonderful, valuable player. Of all the players I coached, Michael Voss was the most valuable in terms of all those things that you want out of a player.
Okay, I'll just keep pushing that. Voss is gone. You've got your next pick, Black, Lappin and Akimanis.
That's enough. I gave you the one. I don't need to nominate
another. Fair enough. Just that, on that, Lee, is that why at times Simon Black's career may not be looked at as exceptional as it is, because he played in Michael Voss's shadow, in particular when the Lions were winning those flags?
No, I don't think so, because, I mean, in that Hawthorn era in the 80s, I don't think it affected Brereton. The dumpster was playing near him. So I don't think so. It's just because, I mean, you talk about those players, and, I mean, obviously Bossy was such a bull of a player, big, strong, powerful midfielder. Jason Akimanis was just a fantastic ball carrier, finisher, did just kick sensational goals. And so in some ways, the other two you mentioned, however, Simon Black and Nigel Lappin, aren't as flashy. You don't notice them as much, but, they're both wonderful players. So, I mean, I don't think so. I think it's more that he's just, you could argue he was the modern generation's Greg Williams. I mean, Greg, they both found the ball so well, so good in the contest, and then they distributed it so well. Like, they had eyes in the back of their head. They just knew where their teammates were. They knew where their opponents were. But it is a strange quirk. If it's easy to underrate Simon, but I think that is because, he hasn't got a flamboyant, extravagant highlights type.
Yeah.
Because he just keeps doing the basic stuff over and over again exceptionally well.
Yeah.
That's what he does. But I say over and over again, the thing whenever I think of Simon Black, the best ever game he played happened to be in a grand final in 2003.
Hmm.
If you can produce your absolute top level in a grand final, that's enormous ticks, I reckon, for your ability to play well when you have to.
And Lee, just one more on Blackie. When you got there as coach in 1990, he'd already had a season of footy under his belt. When you compare with what you saw, the young man you saw in that practice match in Cape Town, with the man you got for the start of 1999, could you see him? Was there signs there then that he was going to do at least partially what he ended up achieving? Or was it a surprise to you as to how much he elevated himself?
I'm not a surprise, but no. I mean, he wasn't. I don't think he's the trial prodigy. That's why he was taken at the 31st pick in the draft when he was drafted. He was, he kind of, you know, what his physical gifts. I mean, if he was going to the draft camp, he's got really good stamina, really good endurance, but he hasn't got great speed. He wouldn't have great power. I mean, it's not as if he's this magnificent football athlete. Again, he had endurance, but what he had was the ability. As Jack Dye used to say, he kept going where the ball was.
Yeah.
Blackie just kept going. He just hunted the ball and kept getting himself in the play, and he had the endurance to do that. But obviously the ball skills, the rooting of the play, all those kind of issues. So he has got the absolute most out of the physical gifts he was born with.
Lee, you've become the best user of Twitter in the past fortnight I've ever seen anyone do. You're becoming a great exponent of that social media outlet by way of your observations on the Brisbane Lions board. For those who listeners here we have on Trade Radio who don't have Twitter, can you just encapsulate what it is you are writing and saying and believing to be the case about this dysfunctional Brisbane Lions board?
Which day are you asking?
Well, let's go with Friday, October 18.
Well, the last one, with Willie, you haven't got a medium, clearly. I mean, the people who are currently running the Brisbane Lions have got the Brisbane Lions website to send out their stuff. You might call it propaganda, but I'll just go, I'll stick with electioneering. My last observation was simply the electioneering is on. Should the club's website be used for electioneering purposes?
What's going to happen, Lee? You're going to get on that board, aren't you? You don't put your task and your mind to something without succeeding. I know you've got strong people around you, people who will be on the board with you, people who will be, I'm assuming, helping form strategy outside the realms of the media. You're going to get on, aren't you?
Well, there's an extraordinary general meeting now being scheduled for the 13th of November, and that is when members have their say. If enough members want what is the Fresh Start board that I'm part of, the group that is feeling that, okay, we want to be the nucleus of the next Brisbane Lions board, and that means voting off three members, Angus Johnson, Cameron Miller, Linda Nash, from the current board. If the members do that, then I will stay on the board. If the members choose the incumbents, then we'll go back and save myself a whole lot of work, Damien.
Well, you're a man who likes doing things economically, and you've also got a way about you, Lee, and you know this, that you see what's right and what's wrong, and I get the feeling you think what's going on right now is very, very wrong. Is that
only reason I got involved is I think there's a whole lot of things around the Brisbane Lions Football Club that from a distance, I know there's a lot of people around the football fraternity that I'm aware of and around the Brisbane Lions supporter base that I have something to do with that have been unhappy with things that have been in the leadership of the Brisbane Lions board.
Yep.
But that comes down to what is happening in the has happened in the past, forget about now, but has happened in the past in and around the Brisbane Lions football department, which is the particular thing that I would try and be helpful in as a board member.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be mine. But then you've got the other people that are coming on. They're in the critical things, the revenue producing, all the things that are actually critical to it. My particular role would be to help as the football director, as the board member, who is just keeping an eye on what's going on in and around the foot department.
Gotcha. I'll make this the last one, Lee. Are you worried where it's at, by both the exit of players and with what's going on at board level? Is it a really crucial and even more so seriously worrying time for Brisbane Lions?
Well, you could argue that the exodus of the young players is one of the reasons that stimulates and is the catalyst for thinking things aren't right here. Now, where do you start? I mean, but you usually start at the top of the organisation. I mean, it's the old buck stops here situation. If you're the coach of the footy team and the footy team's not going well, the coach goes. If the club isn't operating well, the chairman should be the first person to go, and that's about where we see the Brisbane Lions situation.
Sure. Hey, thanks, Lee, initially for your thoughts on Simon Black and also for an update on the Brisbane Lions board situation.
Thanks, guys. All the best.